She goes, 23 minutes after 8. Let us take you back to 1968 now, and a group of sewing machinists from the Ford factory in Dagenham, whose story was to go down in history. They downed tools when their pay grades were dropped to the unskilled category, and that strike led to the passing of the Equal Pay Act. Their story inspired the 2010 hit film Made in Dagenham. And now, 50 years to the day that the women walked out, Encore Theatre Company are taking to the stage to tell their story. A bit of rehearsals there to tell us a bit more. I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Alex, Eleanor and Claire from the Theatre Company. Good morning to you all.
Hi.
Morning.
Morning.
Alex, you get food. Tell me about the Theatre Company, firstly, please.
It's actually been running for a long time.
Right.
Longer than I've been alive, if you can believe it.
Crikey.
I can't tell you the exact year, because obviously this is live radio and I've forgotten. But
no.
I think it was the 40s.
But where are you? But you're based Castleford Way, is
Cas
that right?
Las Vegas,
right.
That's correct.
Where do you perform?
We perform at the Phoenix Theatre in Airedale in Castleford.
Okay. Tell me about Made in Dagenham, Eleanor, because you play the principal role, don't you?
Yeah, I play Rita, who's one of the women at the factory who kind of like leads the strike, and she's the one that kind of it focuses on. Her home life disintegrates as she kind of progresses. It's a really good performance, really good play, and rehearsals have been super fun because it's quite girl heavy, so lots of laughs with the ladies.
And I mentioned in the introduction, but it's quite nice, Claire, that this coincides with 50 years to the day that it actually happened.
Yes, on the Thursday night, it is actually 50 years to the day, so we're actually organising a celebration that evening, making a little bit more of the performance, offering a free drink to the audience and having 60s music playing and trying to get a real atmosphere going.
Is this the kind of thing you normally do then? Is it always musicals, that kind of thing that you put on?
Yes, it's usually musicals and pantomimes.
Right, oh no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Right, is what I should say there. With regards to this then, does it intrigue you, Eleanor, because people will know the story. Was it Gemma Arterton who played?
Yeah, she played it on the West End.
So people will be familiar with this, will be familiar with the story full stop, won't they?
Yeah, and the film, obviously. I think the character is a little bit different in the musical as opposed to it is in the film. But quite a lot of people, when we've been doing promotion, they know the film, but they've not necessarily been aware of the musical because it did run on the West End, but I think only for about 6 months, unfortunately. The musical is quite similar to the film, but there are some differences, but the main story's there.
Were you aware of the story yourselves? It's sort of just pure chance this morning. We've talked about some remarkable women on the programme. We had Anne Lister's story on earlier, and this. Were you aware of the story of Rita and the rest of the ladies down in Dagenham or not?
Yeah, I mean, and the coming in of the Equal Pay Act as well in the mid-70s was something that I was definitely aware of. But actually, the musical's good because you get a really human angle on it and how it does sort of affect Rita's life so much, and something that we almost, I wouldn't say take for granted, but it's very sort of accepted now that that wouldn't happen, even though it still does go on today.
Lots of Dagenham accents doing that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
We've been trying really hard, haven't we, girls?
Oh, yeah. I mean, mine just go Australian from time to time. A nice little mate.
Whenever I do accents, I end up in Pakistan. So where I start, I end up terribly, terribly Pakistani for some reason. I don't know why.
Some of them end up a bit Yorkshire, I'm not going to lie to you.
That's all right. Tell me about a car that you can win as well.
Oh, yeah, we've got some links with Trust Ford at Castleford. They're supporting us in this show. And they're offering a raffle prize of a weekend in a Ford Mustang.
Oh, very good.
And we're going to be choosing somebody who buys a programme number at random. If your programme gets picked, you get the Mustang for the
weekend. I tell you what, you're not throwing this together, are you? The 50th anniversary, an actual car from Ford for the weekend, a swish one. So tell us, when is it on, Eleanor, and when can people see it?
Well, it opens next week on Wednesday the 6th of June, and it's on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it runs from the 6th of June to the 9th of June at Castleford Theatre Phoenix. It's at Airedale School, but it's a beautiful little theatre.
It's built. It's lovely.
If you went on our website, you can. If you go on Encore Theatre, you can see the links to the tickets. Or if you went on Phoenix Theatre, you can see the links to the tickets there as well.
Well, break a leg, all of you. How many more rehearsals to go then?
Not enough.
About three. Not many.
Not enough.
Can I apologise about the smell of smoke as well? It doesn't normally smell.
It's all right.
This in here, honestly. So if you would like to see Made in Dagenham, the musical, you can see it at Castleford's Phoenix Theatre, performed by the Encore Theatre Company and the wonderful Alex, Eleanor and Claire. Thank you for joining us on
BBC. Thank you for having us.
Coming up throughout the day today on BBC Radio Leeds, Gail Lofthouse and Tea Time from 3. Nick Ahad is here at midday, and from 9 o'clock, it's this lady who snapped right on cue there.